This is Paloma, and I'm here with Davy Jones, and today we're talking to Color Music. So, what are you wearing?
All white. Enough. When we're at home, we don't have to wear anything. We're really an ugly nudist colony.
Please introduce yourselves and tell us your name and what colors you represent.
I'm Roy. I would say I represent red because I'm mean most of the time. Certain people in the band.
My name is Roy, and I represent pink because I'm really horny all the time.
And my name is Roy, and I represent yellow because I pee a lot. Deficiency.
And Roy, are you there too?
Is that actually it? The only Roy's here right
yeah.
now.
You're the only Roy's there.
One is overseas.
And the other one is delivering pizzas.
Yeah.
What's the weather like today?
It's actually not raining for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like Seattle.
Tonight.
Yeah,
nice.
It is
nice for July.
It's kind of humid, though. It rains for 10 days, and all of a sudden it gets hot, and you walk outside, and you're covered in sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's not good for people with curly hair. Do any of you have curly hair?
Yeah, I do, actually.
It sucks.
I think it looks... No, I don't have to pay for a perm anymore.
No, but the humidity is bad.
That's bad.
What did you have for lunch today?
How about you, bro?
Well, can you guess what I had for lunch?
Yeah, okay. Taco Bueno. Party burritos.
Taco Bueno.
I know, I get this. Okay, we're walking down the street the other day here in Stillwater, and we're passing out flyers for a show. Roy starts talking to this guy. He starts talking to this dude, and we have no idea who he is. Never seen him before. He's striking up a conversation like he's known him forever. We find out after he talked to him that it's somebody that worked at Taco Bueno.
Yeah. I go to Taco Bueno just about every day.
Every day. Yeah, he knows them.
They all know me.
What kind of taco was it?
There's something called muchacos, and I don't know what kind of bread it is. It's this great bread with just meat. It's sort of like to be honest, like everything at Taco Bueno tastes the same. They have like beans. It's like varieties of beans and beef and salsa. And it's probably the most bland food if you don't have the salsa. Yeah. Like food with crack. Go there every day.
I just have to say, I've been talking to a few bands from Oklahoma recently, and you know what I love best? Is that you guys all eat meat. Like, none of you are vegetarians, because over here in California, everybody's a freaking vegetarian.
Hey,
which is fine, I have nothing against vegetarians, but...
Don't get me wrong, I mean, I hate animals, I just don't like the way they taste, either.
What song is stuck in all of your heads today?
Mine's Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You Make Me So Very Happy.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it like 10 minutes ago. I've been singing it the entire time.
That's great.
We're actually working on a new song, and so the new song is stuck in my head.
So. You Are My Sunshine. That song. I want to do a cover of that.
You should.
Depressing. Of course, like... happy, but you listen to the verses and it's really depressing.
That's a horribly sad song. I can't even listen to it because it just makes me cry.
It's really sad.
It's painful.
I think the Turtles famous song
Happy
Together. I think Happy Together is one of the saddest songs. Like when you listen to it, it is really kind of depressing.
Yeah,
you know?
It's all imaginary and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because it's Imagine Me and You, and You and
yes.
Me. That's right.
I was thinking of another song like that. Yeah, Just My Imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sad freaking song.
Old-fashioned love song.
That's another one.
Yeah.
So, tell us your story, and make it good.
We're going to let Roy take this one.
We're a mutant band, and we've had way too much tainted meat from Oklahoma. And we have very specific ideas of what we should do with music, and they're all related to color. And we're going for it. And it's a very short story, isn't it?
That is. There's nothing to it. Nothing really good happened.
Okay.
But I'll ask you another question, because I ask people this question, and nobody's ever answered it, and they just kind of get mad at me for asking it, but I think you guys will be able to answer my question. You're one of the few bands I have seen mention the condition synesthesia, because I have that condition, and it makes me crazy. I suffer from it. So not only do I see colors when I hear sounds, but I see shapes. So tell me about the shape and color of your music.
Well, it depends on what color we're going for. To be honest, the shape that I think that we look for the most is the circle. Like, a lot of music now is, I think, very linear, and we're trying to get away from line. I always tell people we're trying to put the roll back in rock and roll. I'm very much obsessed by that shape, is having that kind of organic curve. I think that's kind of what we're pursuing. I mean, I pursue that a lot. Color depends on what we're looking for. And we've only done a red record and a yellow record, and in terms of EPs, and I think, you know, we fail at kind of what our goal is, what we're trying to achieve. I think there's a certain failure in not really achieving what we're after, although we like the songs. And my suspicion is that even though we're looking for different colors, we're going to kind of probably come up with the same thing. That's just my suspicion. So
you're kind of grading F here, so... Do you get red from the red EP? Do you get yellow from the yellow EP?
I've seen some red and yellow, but I've mostly seen shapes, and it's interesting, I asked about the shapes, because I see circles. Even though, cool. I mean, I know you have the song Circles, but I see circles.
It's not about circles at all.
You know, the funny thing about Circles as a song is that the movement of that song is the most angular song we have.
Interesting.
It's like... The beat is that pretty much the entire time, and then really, like, some of our newer songs, we've gotten really far away from the angular, and we have a song called Dolphins and Unicorns, which is a very, very circular song.
Could you tell me what inspires your music the most? If there's any one or two things that inspire your music the most, what would it be?
My girlfriend inspires. I'm very attracted to the idea of the female, and I'm very attracted to of mothers, and I ever tell her this, but she is kind of my muse, because I'm interested in kind of like creating music that is some sort of representation of what she is. And I'm dead serious. I really am. I really do think about that.
All right, Roy, are you going to top that answer?
I don't know. I don't know what to say after that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stumped.
Well, I've got another question, a tough one. Oh. All right.
This
is just a really tough question. Given that sound waves and light waves are really the same thing, is music really a form of light, or is light really a form of music?
I feel like we should have studied for this interview.
That's a good
one. Usually we get like, hey, what do you sound like? And then we get to screw off for like 30 minutes and just make fun of each other.
Is that not a great question, or what, though? Come on.
Actually, it's not a very good question.
Oh,
whatever.
And if they're both the same thing, then they're the same thing. Whether they're, I mean, really, what we need to do is change the term from light wave to sound wave. It needs to be one particular thing. It needs to be.
And what
wave.
Is it?
Like, and the thing that excites me about it is, and I was talking to other people, it's like, if you listen to something that was written, say, 500 years ago, like a Gregorian chant, you have an emotional response to it.
Yeah.
And emotions are experiences that we have, that we feel, but they're not experiences that you can necessarily communicate to someone. Like, if someone never felt anger, you couldn't tell them what anger is. You couldn't, if they didn't have it, you couldn't say, this is what it is. You just got to feel, you have to feel anger to really know what it is. And it's the same thing, like, music is one of those things that if someone was deaf, you couldn't really explain to them what music is. You couldn't explain it so that they would understand the experience. So, like, emotion and music, they have a certain relationship. And it's really incredible that music inspires emotion. The fact that I can hear something that's 500 years ago and feel something from it, and not rationalize it, not intellectualize it, but really feel something, that to me is incredible. And I want to know what that is.
If I asked any one of you to fill a time capsule the size of a microwave with items to represent the music of the 21st century, what would you include and why?
An iPod?
Yeah.
With everything in the 20th century on it?
That's a cool question.
It's a really big iPod.
It's the microwave.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, there are a lot of things I would exclude.
Yeah.
Just so I could, like...
Yeah, so you could make it
perfect. No, we didn't listen to this. This was not musically...
Could you name a couple of the exclusions?
Yeah. Any country, like, after 75?
Right. A pop song.
Yeah.
Screamo.
Okay, let's go for, like, things that are obvious emotion, you know, that, like, you just hear on the radio all the time that, you know, people just identify with so easily. I don't get why. Oh, country is so bad at that, too. Like, they, like, everything, you know, reverb on the snare and everything is just like, oh, you know, so great. And you, like, mainlining that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're mainlining this feeling like, oh, you know, I lost my house. Or you're mainlining this feeling like, my girlfriend's gone! You know, like, that's the even, like, rock, modern rock music. These stations that are, like, modern rock.
I know.
So bad.
God, it's awful.
But, yeah, it's just, it's obvious crap. Name it. Probably not a good idea for us right now.
I think my silence about answering that question, too, says a little bit of...
Because I don't know the name of it.
A certain kind of anxiety towards, like, what are music right now that... We really want to go, like, this happened when I was alive, you know, and I kind of have drawn a blank of, like, things that I find really extraordinary right now.
Hey, you wonder, like, what was the band that you saw that you're going to tell your kids about?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And
I mean, I'd say Radiohead was a band that was meaningful to me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Brian Eno, so I would definitely include Brian Eno.
Yeah.
You too. I like you feel like.
Yeah, but I would tell, like, my kids the same thing my parents told me that they really loved, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I listen to right now, but you don't really know if it's going to stand the test of time. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably not. Things that you get into so quickly, you get out of them so quickly as well.
Right. Yeah.
Who is Roy, and why is he so important?
Well, Roy is a lot of things, but Roy is kind of a deflection. Like, as a band... We are committed to writing music. We love music. We're obsessed with music. If you're a band now, marketing is part of, like, your relationship. It's part of the package of what music is. And so we're kind of, like, asking, well, who are we and how are we going to be presented? And I think we didn't want to be presented as five individuals, because when you present yourself as five individuals, then there is this kind of, like, ego thing that's created by saying we're same person and pretending to be the same person, then it allows us to sort of deflect the individual idea that we're made up of individuals and focus more of the group consciousness. And really it kind of works. Like, a lot of our songs are not narrative songs, they're not personal stories. They're really songs of, like, group think, if that makes sense.
A collective connection. Thing.
Right, exactly.
The funny thing is that, like, it stumps so many people. I don't get it or whatever. And you can't tell everybody to go to your MySpace. You're like, just read this, you know, or whatever. Like, well, it's a deflection, but at the same time, it grabs a lot of attention, which works out for us. We went to South by Southwest, so all dressed the same. People, like, you know, famous or something. I didn't know who we were.
Right.
So, you're like, no, we're nobody yet. Should I want your autograph? You know, you get people, like, walking around.
Yeah,
I'm like, trying to eat a piece of there. Like, yeah. I'm not that cool, I promise. Not yet.
Could you tell us a little bit about the song entitled Yes?
Well, I mean, like, that would be a very good song related to that idea of who is singing the song and why are they singing this and why are they saying what they're saying. And that's a song that I'm proud of that we wrote, because it's kind of an ugly song.
Really?
Yeah, and well, what I mean, like, musically, it's a rock song, but it's not trying to, there's nothing about it that's trying to be pretty.
It's trying
to cut down to certain particular feeling. And when we wrote the song, I had this real fear that, like, the Republican National Committee would, like, go, hey, let's use this as our, you know? But it is a song that I feel like is about participation in life and sort of not being cynical and not being negative, but just sort of life. But there is a drawback to, there's a line in that song that says, I'm going to love the machine, and kind of have to do that. If you're going to participate in the world and accept it, you kind of have to accept that you are loving this thing that maybe you should hate. But if you're going to love your life, you kind of have to love
the
machine.
You have to participate. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You can't just sit back. Yeah, it's really... I mean, I kind of get this feeling a lot of times from when, like, lemmings, like, walking off of a cliff, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they're... doing it, you know, they see the guy in front of them.
I'm going to do it. Like, I don't care. I'm
going
to do it.
And you're going along, you know, moving along. You know.
And it's really funny because a lot of people misinterpret that lyric, which is probably our fault because we don't practice enunciating very well.
What do they
think? They think this, I'm the love machine.
I'm the love machine?
I'm the love machine. Oh, I think it's like a kind of dirty lyric.
Well, I always thought it was about a vibrator, so I didn't know.
What do you mean you wrote the song?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you think of it different ways.
What are one or two things you'd like to see changed about the world we live in?
Music criticism. I'd like to see music criticism change. I think that music critics are created because they're good writers and they know something about music for the past 50 years. I'd like to see music critics who have an aesthetic idea of what music is and they've studied music and they're aware of Western past, you know, 2,000 years, and they judge bands based on that and not judge bands based on, like, trends. I really would love to see that change. So that's my number one. I'll let you guys do the number two.
Yeah, no, that's really good. This has been a topic of conversation for a long time. But I've been in bands before because I'm Roy and I'm awesome, but you think, oh, criticism is such crap and, you know, what do they know and this kind of thing. But of late, it's just been changed completely the other way around. It's like, you know, honestly, you should do something that somebody wants to look at and has an opinion about, and you want somebody to really kind of give you crap, or, you know, why would you want somebody to praise you all the time, and how are you going to get better? And it's so annoying, you know. I mean, I've been in bands like this before, you know, back in the day, back in England. But no, why would you want somebody telling you you're great all the time, for one thing? So many bands don't think about their music. And they just put something out and people just like it for the minute. But, you know, you want, like we were talking the other day, how you're kind of sharpening your knife.
Yeah, like the idea of, like, music criticism is, well,
it needs to be valid. And I think that's really what you're talking about.
Yeah, it needs to be valid. It needs to be challenging instead of just simply mean-spirited or really just part of advertising for bands. And those, it kind of feels like that's what it's fit into, is where you'll get a critic who makes fun of music, or you'll get a critic who just says something nice about a band because they know it'll help them sell albums. And I think that when that's what happens, then music really starts to, as an art, it no longer, what is its meaning anymore? It really becomes relativistic. Because
it becomes one-dimensional.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's so many copycat bands out there that it's really nice to find a band that thinks about their music, and if you could have a group of critics or something like that actually give you some sort of insight to why something is really crap or why something is really great, learn from that and put that into your music. I mean, there honestly aren't a lot of bands that think a lot about your music, and that's probably the best compliment that you could ever get, is somebody says, well, I listen to your music and it seems like you put a lot of thought into it. It's not like math rock or something like that, but it's just
other music.
Math rock, is that a genre?
Wow.
No, it should be.
I've heard that. I don't know. Actually, I don't really know.
Okay, I'd like to see the death of the PowerPoint, because I think the PowerPoint is like ruining lectures at colleges. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be my thing.
Yeah, that would be good. I would just like to sue the person who invented the PowerPoint. I could sue Microsoft, I guess. Because it's just made my life miserable.
It's awful, too. You need to go to class and to pay all this money learning something.
Well, like anybody can be a professor now. You just have to read off a PowerPoint.
Right? I know. But
well, at my job, I'm asked to create PowerPoint. And it's just really sad. I feel so sick doing it.
You should make videos. Just write the stuff down on a piece of paper and videotape that piece of paper. I mean, like, what's different?
I'll try that, and when I get fired, I'll be calling you up.
Awesome.
I'll ask you to make a choice. Bowie or Beefheart?
I'd have to say Bowie. I've never really listened to much Captain Beefheart.
Yeah, I would definitely say Bowie.
Well, okay, so that would be a split in our band. I'm definitely a Bowie fan. one of the Roys is a big Beefheart fan, and we would probably be bludging each other. Okay, I really like some of earlier Beefheart stuff, but Troutmask Replica, man, that I can't listen to that. I cannot listen to that.
I've never heard it.
I cannot listen to it. And we've had many a fight over that.
Do you have any final words before I get to the grand finale?
We're dying.
Or are we going to the moon? Or, we're in a spaghetti western or something, and we're getting ready to get shot.
Right.
Something like that. Any last words to market yourselves?
Or tell us what you're presently working on.
We want to put one more song on our album, so we're working on getting it worked up. Kind of a gospel song, actually.
Yeah. Wow.
Big.
Yeah.
Really, really big.
Really, it's a big sounding song.
Great. So, that sounds exciting. So why should people listen to you guys?
I don't know. I mean, and to be honest, if people don't listen to us, that actually would make me good, because then I could go do something else instead of spending all my time trying to make these songs sound right.
Well, if they don't listen to you, then it might actually be good music. They should buy the album to get ready for a show, to get ready to buy another record, because we put a lot of thought into it.
I think
we need to make off of this.
I think people should listen to us because I think that we really bring fun back to music, laughing at ourselves kind of fun. Like, yeah, we take the piss out of ourselves and whatnot, but at the same time, and we're serious about it, and we just want people to, you know, like, not worry about how they look while they're listening to a band, or, you know, like, worry about, I don't know, what they're wearing. You know, it's all about image today with music, and mm-hmm. I think with being Roy and color, just the idea of color music makes sure it's like, you can be 3 years old or you could be 98, there's a chance that you'll like something in our music.
Very cool.
Are you ready? And you have to do this part, because I'll judge you harshly if you don't.
Okay.
Are you ready? Alright, each of you, Roy, needs to give me your best pirate impression.
Shiver me timbers! That's
the
best. I love it.
Arr, me matey! Give me some gravy! Here, I survive.
That's the best. That was the best.
That's really good.
Pump the gas into the tank. Love is what you choose to give, but I want to smell the petrol burn.